Bitcoin Timestamp Security by Jameson Lopp. Read by Guy Swan of the Bitcoin Audible Podcast. A deep dive into the game theory behind keeping timestamps of Bitcoin blocks reasonably accurate. Bitcoin is often referred to as a secure timestamping service. We never had a global record of truth with trustworthy timestamps. So how did this come about? It's generally due to proof of work being combined to a few simple rules by which miners must abide. The primary functions of miners are to take unordered, unconfirmed transactions and put them in a specific order, bundle up the transactions into a valid container or a block, and timestamp the block within an acceptable range of time. This final attribute is what enables Bitcoin to have a controlled release of the supply of Bitcoins. Otherwise, Bitcoin would suffer from rapid inflation whenever the hash rate increased. But it turns out that this attribute assigns quite a bit of utility to the Bitcoin protocol, and also makes it possible for folks to use Bitcoin as a data anchor for other services. Because we have reasonably strong assurances that timestamps fall within a given range, and we have mathematical assurance of the amount of energy required to rewrite the blockchain history, Bitcoin provides a sound anchor for timestamping of data. But how reliable is it? Bitcoin's timestamp flexibility. In order for the time field of a block header to be considered valid by nodes, it must meet two criteria. One, be less than 2 hours in the future from your node's adjusted time, which is a function of your local machine's clock and your peer's time. And two, be greater than the median timestamp of the past 11 blocks. The first rule makes sense. We obviously don't want anyone claiming to be from the future, and it's very easy for nodes to reject such claims because we're all in general agreement about what time it currently is. There are a variety of ways that one can check the current time, though a very popular means of computers syncing their clocks is via the network time protocol. However, ensuring that a time isn't too far before a sensible point is harder. This is because we can't assume that a node is validating the block anywhere near the time it is initially created. Nodes need to be able to leave and rejoin the network for any reason or no reason. A node that was too far behind the tip of the chain would start rejecting historical blocks if they had to be created within a few hours of the current time. Quote, nodes can leave and rejoin the network at will, accepting the proof-of-work chain as proof of what happened while they were gone. Satoshi Nakamoto, The Bitcoin White Paper. Perhaps counterintuitively, there is no rule requiring that a block's timestamp has to be after the timestamp of the previous block. If you think about it, such a rule could cause problems. If a miner created a block with a timestamp nearly 2 hours in the future, the next block would also have to be far into the future. It would be harder for other miners to self-correct the median time of the past 11 blocks. Also recall that while blocks are expected to be produced about every 10 minutes, there's no real guarantee. Blocks could range from anywhere from several milliseconds to several hours apart. While the expected median time of the past 11 blocks should be 1 hour ago, it could be far more or far less. Pushing the window. If you think about how an adversary might try to expand the acceptable timestamp window, it's pretty clear that no adversary will be able to push the timestamps to more than 2 hours in the future, no matter how much hash power they have. However, an attacker with sufficient hash power could put some drag on the progression of, quote, Bitcoin time by only minting blocks with timestamps that are barely valid, that are just 1 second after the median time of the past 11 blocks. Are there incentives to do this? In the extreme case, a time warp attack offers short-term financial incentives that we'll discuss later. It's less clear what incentives may exist for only dragging the timestamps by a few hours here and there, though considering that other protocols can be built on top of Bitcoin, such as Lightning Network, and can involve time locks, there could be other protocols in the future that can be gamed by slowing the progression of timestamps on the blockchain. Hash hash power time dragging. Since the earliest valid block time is based upon the median time of the past 11 blocks, an adversarial miner needs to generate a lot of blocks in order to induce any noticeable drag on the MTP. Let's assume a situation where all miners are roughly in sync via the network time protocol, but there is one adversarial miner who is trying to drag the median time of the past 11 blocks as much as possible. One point is quite clear. It was a smart decision by Satoshi to use the median timestamp of the past 11 blocks rather than the average, as average would be more manipulable. Another way to think of median time passed is that it basically means the timestamp of the sixth most recent block if all the timestamps are in order. If they aren't, the algorithm just reorders them. As such, if you want to have a non-negligible effect on this value, you need to have solved 6 of the past 11 blocks. In order to sustain such an attack, you need 55% of the hash power, at which point one of the main assumptions of Bitcoin's thermodynamic security breaks down. But a miner with less hash power could still achieve this on occasion if they have a streak of luck. How hard is it to find 6 out of 11 blocks? Well, the chance that a given miner will solve the next block is basically the same as their percentage of the total network hash rate. Thus, if you only have 1% of the hash rate, which is still quite a lot, then your chance of minting 6 out of any 11 contiguous blocks equals the product of 0.01 to the power of 6 and 0.99 to the power of 5 multiplied by 11 factorial divided by the product of 5 factorial and 6 factorial, which equals about 1 in 2 billion. If you maintained 1% of the hash rate, then the expected number of blocks that would need to occur before you found 6 out of 11 would be over 43,000 years. A more generalized formula for the expected wait time to pull off a successful time drag attack would be 1 over 462 times the percent of hash rate to the 6th power times 1 minus the percent of hash rate to the 5th power, and then whatever that amount is divided by 144 blocks per day equals the number of days it would take to pull off a successful attack. As we can see, for attackers to conduct such an attack on any meaningful timescale, then they'd need a decent-sized mining pool with at least 10% of the total network hash rate. He charts the equation against the percentage of total hash rate on a curve that shows you don't even break below 100 days on the time it would take to get 6 blocks in a row until you reach about 10% of the network hash rate. Maximum drag. However, in order to induce the maximum drag on the median time passed, a miner would want to solve 6 blocks in a row. If their 6 of the past 11 blocks are not all in order, then the time gaps created by other miners would force the adversarial miner to set the timestamps of their blocks more than 1 second after each other, because the median time passed for each block would jump forward significantly as honest miners place more accurate timestamps on their blocks. How hard is it to solve 6 blocks in a row? If we once again assume a miner with 1% of the network hash rate, then the chance of minting any given streak of 6 blocks in a row is 0.01 to the 6th power, or roughly 1 in a trillion. If you maintained 1% of the hash rate, then the expected number of blocks that would need to occur before you found 6 in a row would be nearly 2 million years. A more generalized version of the expected time to successful time drag attack formula would be 1 divided by the percent of hash rate to the 6th power, again divided by 144 blocks per day, which equals the number of days. This attack is even more difficult to pull off, requiring more like 20 or 30% of the network hash rate to occur in a reasonable time frame. As you may imagine, this happens quite rarely, and when it does, people notice. The last times it happened were in July 2014 by GHash, which had over 40% of the hash power for a while and even touched 51% for a short time. It also happened 9 months earlier, when BTC Guild had nearly half of the hash power. If you have 50% of the hash power, then your chance of minting 6 blocks in a row is 0.5 to the 6th power, or 1 in 64. If you maintained 50% of the hash rate, then you could expect to find 6 blocks in a row nearly every 12 hours. It's clear that it's not possible to sustain a drag on Bitcoin's median time passed on a long-term timescale without majority hash power. But you could drag it by as much as several hours for a short period, a block or so, with the right combination of luck and patience. If you assume that other miners are fairly accurate with their timestamps, then the median time passed should be approximately 1 hour ago, though it could be several hours more due to the variability in blocks being found. If you manage to mint 6 blocks with timestamps of 1 hour ago plus 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, etc., then at the 6th block, the MTP would be approximately 2 hours ago. If we assume an extreme condition of 1 hour gaps between blocks, then the median time passed would be 6 hours ago. By allowing a reasonable amount of flexibility with block timestamps and then taking a median time of recent blocks, we end up with an algorithm that is pretty hard to game, but it's not so brittle as to adversely affect miners who are somewhat out of sync with the real time. Let's do the time warp again. What if an attacker did have more than 50% of the network hash power, and they wanted to slow the passage of Bitcoin time? They could do some pretty nasty stuff. Such an adversarial miner could prevent the timestamp from advancing by more than 1 second with each new block. If they did this for a long enough period of time, and ended up creating blocks on the difficulty retarget intervals with timestamps that made it look like the previous 2016 blocks took far more than 2 weeks to create, they could game the retargeting logic to decrease the mining difficulty by up to 75% every 2016 blocks. Eventually, with the difficulty low enough, they could mint as many blocks as they wanted in a given time period, and thus receive more mining reward than expected. An optimized time warp attack could mine all the remaining Bitcoin in 18.7 days. We've actually seen similar behavior occur on Bitcoin's Testnet 3 due to a quirk in the difficulty retargeting, and now Testnet 3 has minted 1,482,878 blocks in 8 years, about 350% of the expected emission. Time warp attacks are nothing new. Such an attack was first performed against a coin called Geistgeld in 2011, and it was discussed as being a variant of the 51% attack on Bitcoin Talk. Geistgeld was intended to test out the upper limits of block generation rate via very short block times, as well as the behavior of a cryptocurrency with almost stable generation rate and no upper limit or alteration to supply. Whitecoin appears to have also suffered from a time warp attack that was conducted in 2014. In 2018, Verge was hit by such an attack, then 6 weeks later, it was hit again. In general, cryptocurrencies that have a minority of hash power for a given style of hardware, ASICs or GPUs, are vulnerable to time warp attacks because they are inherently vulnerable to 51% attacks. Interestingly, while time warping is often referred to as an attack because it results in unintended behavior of the system, some people have shown that it can be exploited for potentially desired uses. In 2015, Vitalik Buterin described a way to speed up blocks via a soft fork and thus increase on-chain capacity. In 2018, Bitcoin developer Mark Friedenbach made a proposal for leveraging this unintended behavior in order to add new functionality to Bitcoin. In his, quote, forward blocks proposal, Mark states that his method enables scaling up on-chain transaction volume to 3,584 times current levels, changing the proof-of-work algorithm in a backwards-compatible way, sharding, a rebatable fee market for consensus fee detection, and smoothing out drops in miner subsidy, along with prerequisite protocol pieces for confidential transactions, mimblewimble, unlinkable anonymous spins, and sidechains. Such proposals are contentious, however, and would likely force anyone building systems reliant upon the timestamps in the Bitcoin block headers to look elsewhere for that data, It would also be fairly easy for such a change to be blocked, as Greg Maxwell stated on the Bitcoin developer mailing list. Quote, "It can be fixed with a soft fork that further constrains block timestamps, and a couple of proposals have been floated along these lines." Greg Maxwell. In conclusion, Bitcoin's timestamp security and the simple rules constraining the window of acceptable timestamps have withstood 10 years in an adversarial environment, despite their known weaknesses. We know that a 51% cabal of miners could wreak havoc on the network, at least for a short time, but this has never happened, likely because the incentives are not aligned for miners to do so. Rational miners would not choose a short-term gain in return for killing the long-term golden goose. We hope you enjoyed this reading of Bitcoin's Timestamp Security, written by Jameson Lopp, read by Guy Swan of the Bitcoin Audible podcast.